You know, it's not always being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow occasionally, you know, from time to time. But when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were at Maxwell's over there in New Jersey, and we did that bit called Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week, where he played a pollster named Sal Alacious. Chris, can we hear some of that, buddy? Yeah? No, it's not going to happen? All right. Well, look, he's a guy, you know...
He did say polled a lot. I do remember that part.
Yeah, well, that is true. And well, a couple of listeners didn't think it was all that funny and wrote in saying those kind of jokes provoke violence towards women.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting. And did you write them back in a polite, reasonable manner?
I
sense we're getting to the guilty part, Mark. What did you say?
All right, I said, first, we are not promoting violence against women in any way.
Okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
And all right. Okay, and then I said, I certainly would never accuse you of not being able to take a joke. I'm actually surprised you were able to identify one.
There it is. Couldn't let it go, could you? There's more, too, isn't there?
Well, I tried to close on a positive note. I also said, thanks again for listening and being a righteous person. It is so necessary in the world we live in today. It really helps.
Yo, don't try to play me, man. I can hear the sarcasm. I know you. You forgot that?
All right, but she was so hostile and smug and humorless.
Part of being liberal is being able to hear opinions you don't agree with without responding in a hostile way.
Okay, all right, you're right. I shouldn't let people push my buttons. I mean, There are a lot of people that do think the show is funny.
Exactly. However, as penance, I think you should do a couple of gigs at a women's shelter just to remind you that we have all kinds of people listening to this show.
All right. I guess I can do that. All right. Then, one more thing, Riley.
Yeah?
She also said this, quote, "You two are a couple of jerks who are not funny, not smart, and should certainly not be taking up the prime time air of a morning show," unquote.
What? Jerks? What the?
All right. See, not easy, is it?
Okay. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your opinion. Now, Mark, go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. We'll be back with you in the booth. In just a second, it's 15 past the hour, Morning's Edition on Air America.
Join the Morning's Edition. Right now, call 866-303-2270.
What?
That's 866-303-2270.
You don't know until you've tried this.
Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Damn good.
Hey, it's 19 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. We're taking confessions at 866-303-2270. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Man, the phone lines are packed.
Sure are.
Jeff in San Francisco, what is your confession, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, good morning. I went deer hunting.
Wow.
And I liked it.
Oh. Did you kill one?
I did. But I explained to him that my people have been doing this to your people for countless years.
You explained that to the deer?
I did.
You called the deer a person?
No.
No.
I call the deer jerky.
Oh, so you went out, you shot a deer, you gutted it, you cut it up, and now it's in your freezer?
Some of it's in my freezer, some of it's sitting on the counter in the bag. Made it jerky.
And I'm not hearing a lot of guilt. I know
that I don't hear any guilt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess I don't know. I liked it. I did like it.
And you'd never gone hunting before?
I've attempted walking around in the woods with a gun.
Yeah. Well, okay,
that's not hunting, that's stalking.
That's stalking, yes. It was hiking with a gun.
Well, here, I got something for you. Wait, is hunting season still going?
No, my zone just closed.
Well, next hunting season, I think instead of taking a hike with a gun, I want you to take a hike with antlers on.
You still got the antlers from the deer you killed?
I do.
That you mercilessly slaughtered?
I do. Okay.
Just for fun and just to experience fear at the sound of gunshots and the panic of running and trying to, you know, fight for your life. You've always got the option to go, wait, I'm just a guy with antlers on. But I think that's your penance.
Hopefully you won't be too late.
Just to experience what the deer might have gone through but probably doesn't remember.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
He's
going to eat every bit of that jerky, every bit of the venison, the whole nine yards.
He didn't feel guilty.
He didn't feel guilty at all.
Well, you know, there's a rationalization that goes along with deer hunting, which may not be a rationalization or not. I'm not going to come down on trying to know the truth about this, but I grew up in a place where they enable deer hunting. And one of it is that it's population control. They kind of have this, National Gaming Commission, I guess, or the State Gaming Commission says that if the deers aren't killed, that they will starve to death. You know, at certain points in the year. So I don't know if that's true, but I know people that hunt, and some people grew up with it, and on some level, if they're
some people hunt because it makes them feel good.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the only reason, outside of the reason of wanting to kill your own food. And God knows, given the state of the meat industry, if you're going to eat it, you're better off bringing up your own or going out and getting your own than you are eating it off the rack. That's for sure. All right, so here we go. Travis in Miami. Travis, what's your confession?
Hey, Travis.
Hello, Brother Mary. Hello, Brother Riley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very guilty.
Uh-huh.
I thought that Judith Miller was protecting the freedom of the press, and I want to confess my sin.
Yeah, as opposed to just protecting the freedom of Judith Miller?
Yeah, well, she didn't do a great job of that, did she?
So, well, okay, so you were misled, my friend, and as were many people were misled into that argument about Judith Miller protecting the freedom of speech as opposed to protecting the vice president or, you know, Republican operative.
Earl Scooter.
Yeah, so, you know, I think as a... What do we have to do to... I think, you know, you're going to have to go out and perhaps solicit subscriptions to The Nation.
There you go.
You're going to have to give up your... Yes, you're going to have to give up your subscription to The New York Times. And and you're going to have to go out and work for The Nation soliciting subscriptions.
Well, The Nation better be ready for me.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Travis. I'm glad we could help.
Thank you, brother, man. Thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you,
sir.
Thank you, Travis.
Wow. Okay.
Well, he was easy.
Yeah, he was. All right. I hope we're helping. Catherine in Atlanta, what's your confession, Catherine?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Yes, I'm fine. How are you? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm feeling really guilty because I'm a chair of one of the Sierra Club groups in Georgia.
Yeah.
And they're having a chapter retreat this weekend, and I really don't want to go.
Why?
Because environmentalists are not really...
they're not cool, are they?
No,
you're not hip. You're not down with them.
I don't want to eat.
You'd rather go to a hip hop club, wouldn't you?
Wait.
See, I knew it.
You don't want? Did you just say you don't want to eat granola?
I don't want to eat granola. They're having a chili cook off. I don't want to do that.
So let me understand this. Are you saying that you find environmentalists / kind of liberal sorts kind of boring and too earnest?
Oh.
And this is a leader in the Sierra Club, folks. A leader we're talking to here.
These are my people, but, I mean, you know, it's not really what I would do on a Saturday night.
Well, here's what you're going to have to do. As a penance, you're going to have to turn that party around.
Yeah. I would say you've got an iPod on you or something? Fill it up with hip-hop songs, take it to the retreat, and have your own party at the retreat. Show them how it's done.
And organic moonshine.
Yeah,
yeah, there you
and
go.
Put meat in the chili.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I'll pay the money and go.
All right, Catherine. Thank you. Glad we could help out.
We get a commission from the Sierra Club for making sure their leadership shows up on retreat.
It actually makes the party fun.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I know that feeling. The feeling of, you know...
I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you know, just, okay. Let's take Chris in Iowa. Chris, what's your sin, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
How you doing? I'm fine. How you doing? What's eating at your soul, Chris?
Well, I have a liberal love of knowledge.
Yes.
I read a lot of books. Mm. My friends are liberals, and we all read a lot of books. Mm-hmm. And I borrow books from my friends, and, well, I trash their books. I mistreat books. I, like, you know, spill my burrito on the book. I dog ear the pages. The cover's all bent. If I borrow a paperback, I can't. I'm shamed. I mean, I hand them back, and they just look at me. I mean, by my friends. I'm a book abuser, I guess.
You're a book abuser. You are
spine buster.
I think it's called what is it? I don't know what the clinical name is, but it probably has something to do with the Libris molestation. Biblio molestation. Yeah, something like that. Well, I think that there is a penance here, because it seems to me not only do you mistreat books, but you mistreat your friends, and you apparently don't buy books. So, well, what you're going to have to do, I'm afraid, is you're going to have to, buy some books, or it's your choice, either buy some books and give them to a library, or go on a book drive and provide books to a school.
That would be good.
Oh, okay.
Seems reasonable, doesn't it, Chris?
That works.
Okay, thanks for calling. Glad we could help out. You take care.